morning, Lisa.
Hi, Alex.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's very exciting to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So 10th anniversary, I believe you've got some favourite entries that you want to share with us.
Yes. Well, as many of our listeners would know, there are so many great articles and information and images in the dictionary. And I thought, what better thing to do and look back is to just see some of the quirky and share with you some of my favourite entries, and that might encourage you to explore something else in the dictionary.
Absolutely.
So I thought it got really hard. I was like, all right, I'll do three. And then I was like, oh, and I started listing them out and I was like, oh, no, I'll do six. No, I can't. I got to do 10. No, I can't do that many. Anyway, we are going to look at, I'll quickly tell you about three people that I think you should know about in Sydney's history, and then three more unusual things that are in the dictionary.
Excellent. I like unusual things.
Yeah. So, favourite people. Henri Lestrange.
Okay. I haven't heard of this before.
No. He's a funambulist or a tightrope walker.
Oh.
And he was one of the most daring performers in Sydney during the 1870s and 1880s. He was also an aeronaut and explored ballooning. So this is way before airplanes. So he was actually using gas to fill up balloons, what we would now call hot air balloons. They were gas balloons and sort of float over Sydney and things. Really interesting character. Got himself into some crazy scrapes.
I'm sure.
Check him out.
An early daredevil.
A very early daredevil. Yes. Great name for him. The next person I wanted to highlight is Biddy Giles, and she was an Aboriginal woman who lived on Dawawal land and remained living on country throughout her life down around the Georges River. And she was well known in the area and was also a guide for white settlers and so on. A really important cultural knowledge holder and has a really important story to tell around Aboriginal continual presence in Sydney. And we have a beautiful photo of her as well up on the dictionary. So check out
Biddy Giles.
And then another one for the women, Violet McKenzie.
Yeah. I've heard of this name.
Yeah, you might have. I've banged on her about her a bit. So
maybe that's why.
Some people who have been listening to us for a while might have heard me talk about Violet before. But she was one of the first female electrical engineers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And she taught thousands of women about radio signalling and also men, soldiers during World War II. And she founded the Wireless Weekly and pioneered technical education. She was a really amazing woman.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So she's worth checking out. So they're my top three.
Top three people to go check out.
Yes.
Now, what are your unusual things? I'm very excited about this.
Okay. Public conveniences.
That is unusual.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think when we travel sometimes to other countries, you kind of go, oh, they do things differently here.
Like make you pay.
Yeah, for a start, make you pay. They might make you squat. Mm. They might make you do all sorts of things. Anyway, public conveniences have a lot to say about gender and cultural values in society. And so this article traces some of the evolution of public conveniences in Sydney. So it's quite an interesting story.
Yeah, I suppose when you think about a public toilet, you don't really think about its cultural history to get to where it is, do you?
That's right. And it's sometimes those everyday things that actually can tell us the most about our history and our place and who we are as people. My next one is something, you know, we're always battling in Sydney, which is traffic.
Oh, yes.
And perhaps that's always been a constant, maybe.
Yeah.
But one of the really interesting things, actually, is when you look at the roads, there's all these markings and other things on them. And so, again, it's kind of, we've got this really great article called Reading the Roads. And it's all about traffic markers and things, you know, silent cops, which you don't really see around anymore, and how all of these things evolved. And so it actually says a lot about how we regulate traffic and how we try and create order and how all these things are there that have to be sort of introduced, conveyed, and somehow get absorbed into our culture.
Yeah, because you've got these just like picture signs that you have to memorize the like meaning of, right?
Yes.
Otherwise you can't get yourself around.
Yeah, that's totally it. And so I think, again, there's that moment in time when you go, oh,
it wasn't always like this. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, I could have picked articles about suburbs or buildings or things, but these are some of the more unusual things that we go, oh, yeah, actually there's a history to that.
Yeah.
And it could be specific to Sydney as well.
Yeah, so. I suppose when you're sitting in traffic at peak hour, the last thing you're thinking of is, what's the cultural history that's gotten me to this stop sign? So what's your third unusual thing?
My third one is perhaps not so unusual, but is really beautiful, and that's stained glass.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the really great things about the Dictionary of Sydney is that we can illustrate it with all these extraordinary photographs and maps and advertisements and plans and all sorts of things. But when we published the stained glass entry, it was extraordinary to see all these beautiful stained glass, which isn't often in, you know, high Victorian buildings, and they're often up in the rooftops, and they're sometimes hard to see. Mm. To see them in all their glory, photographed front on and with all our backlit monitors and smartphones and things, they really pop. Wow. And it's just like, these are extraordinary things, and there's some really beautiful ones. Maybe you want to even think of using them to make your own Christmas cards this year or something. So,
oh, that's a good idea.
So there's lots of really lovely photographs, and the article traces the evolution of stained glass.
Yeah, I love, I mean, I have buildings. such a soft spot for stained glass. I don't know what it is. It just kind of makes you stop and look, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I think it's the colours, and they're designed to make you stop.
Absolutely,
And contemplate, whether it be on the on the virtues, or whether it be on ideas of civic behaviour. There's all sorts of stained glass, but they do tell a story.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa, thank you so much for dropping by. Have a happy birthday. 10 years old.
10 years old.
You don't look a day over five.
Everyone grab a smart tablet or whatever you use, one of those computery things, and get onto dictionaryofsydney.org and celebrate with us.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Alex.